This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's a great... a great addition. By the way, he's great at it. He really is. He does. I mean, you have no idea if he's going to Hannibal Lecter. Music's going to break out. I'm going to send the military after you if you didn't vote for me. But then he'll come back to his original point, which may have nothing to do with the question he's asked. But it's the Weef. It is the Weef. Just brief comments in the last show. I mean, honestly, it just should say Adam and Jordana, we hate children. I mean, even Carter is admitting it about Jordana, but he's avoiding his own child hating. I don't know why I had kids. And I spent too much money on them. Jordana, now admitting, Harrigan, she's on some Instagram site where young kids, children, toddlers are getting hurt, and she's laughing about it. Laughing about it. Then also, help me on this one. I heard Jordana say, some people bring a scale when they travel. I'm saying there's not a single person on the planet who brings a scale when they travel. Because they're worried about, you know, how much the your baggage weighs. If it's over that magic 50-pound mark. I got one way for your bag to weigh more. Bring a scale. I mean, have you ever heard of this before?
No, this is... one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, as if your bag weighs 51 pounds, you're going to take out the designer jeans and say, well, these stay because I got a tchotchke here for Aunt Mildred.
Yes. A scale. Are you with me? Not a single individual who's ever traveled has brought a scale.
Perhaps the inventor of the scale did as he was bringing it around trying to sell the scales.
That's it. That's no one else. We almost should call it. No one brings a scale. I mean, that's what happens when you watch toddlers get hurt all day.
Okay? Well, between that comment and Adam basically comparing his comedy as Christopher Columbus to Jerry Seinfeld during the the Winging It Wednesday, I mean, that show is all over the map today.
Yes, you know, Jerry and I have similar skills.
What's the deal with Christopher Columbus?
America to the media, you're dead to us. Lose our number. And it's not coming back, but there's another poll out about America's trust in the media. 31% express a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in the media to report the news. For the third consecutive year, U.S. adults don't trust the media at 36%. And 31%, not very much. So let's just add to that. Like, let's just combine those because not trusting it and not very much. It's about the same thing. So that's about 65%. This shows you where we were at. In 1972, they first asked it. They've measured it most years since 1977. The first readings in the 70s, trust range, upper 60s, lower 70s. So it's basically, it's cut more than half of those folks who trust the media. Currently, and this shows the political divide, 54% of Democrats, 27% of independents, and 12% of Republicans said they have a great deal or fair amount of trust in the media. I don't think it's coming back, Eric. I don't see a scenario at all where we would ever even come close to where it was in the 70s. Do you agree?
Yes, but I also think a lot of the people saying they don't trust the media.
Your cold's getting worse, isn't it?
It's actually getting better. I just got a little something in my throat right now.
Excuse me. I got it.
Trying to get rid of it, but I think a lot of people that respond are probably a little bit full of it because they're saying they don't trust the media, but they still watch it. They still read it.
They consume it.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, let's do this. Let's pause. Do you think trust in the media, which is in the low 30 percentile, is ever going to jump up notably? Again, pointed out from the survey, in the 70s when it started, upper 60s, lower 70s. Not even to there, but it jumps up 10, 15, 20 points percentage-wise. Also, why don't you trust the media? Or why do you trust the media? Because the numbers are atrocious. They're awful. I think there's a lot of generalizing, too. I don't think a lot of people pay enough attention to separate, and I probably don't pay enough attention to their jobs also, to separate an opinion host, a talk show host, versus straight news. Now, some people think the straight news, what's highlighted, what is featured, what stories they go away from, that's a lot of the distrust also. But on the media topic, I don't think it's ever coming back in a significant way. I think we're too divided. You have conversation with people, you feel like sometimes you're living in different countries. And there's so many different options politically where if you want to go to the far left or far right, it's out there. It's your echo chamber. And most people, you know what? They don't move away from it. They don't. Why do you trust the media? Why don't you trust the media? Phone calls and texts encourage. We'd love it. On the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Simon and Garfunkel? Is that who that is?
You got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Explain, Dave Harrigan, why people should pay close attention to your bumper music theme today.
Because if they can figure out the theme and be the first to call at some point during the show, at any point during the show, they believe they know the bumper theme today to the StylesFinancial.com talk line, 651-461-9226. They will win a pair of tickets to go see comedian, very funny, and a little blue, comedian Tom Segura at XL Energy Center next April 18th. Two free tickets to the first person that has the bumper theme correct.
A lot of text coming in on a variety of topics we've discussed, including media distrust. I just don't see a scenario over, I don't know, next 5, 10, 15 years where it's coming back. Early on, when it was first asked by Gallup in the 70s, it was right around 70%. Now it's right around 30%. We also talked about bringing a scale on a trip. Jordana mentioned that to Adam. I suggested there's not a soul who brings a scale on a trip. Dave nailed it. Said, well, maybe. It's somebody who's advertising the first scale. That was the only person who did it. But here we go. Chad, I have a portable luggage scale. I take it in every trip I go on because I'd like to buy souvenirs. It's the size of a drawer handle. It's not like a weight scale. Does that count as a real scale, Dave Harrigan?
I mean, I guess. I'm just glad it's a portable luggage scale versus the one that, you know, you can't, it's not portable.
Yep.
You got a lot of those around.
On a scale of 1 to 1,000, how dumb is the idea of bringing a scale on a flight?
That's a double scale. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Look up luggage scale. It's a small device that you hang your luggage suspended from to use it. International travelers often have one. Then on the fact that you should be ashamed if you're a parent if you don't take your kids on MEA week. I don't understand this at all. Chad, we take an annual spring break to the Gulf Coast, family five, fish. We admittedly had a hand scale for my fishing carrier.
I think we're wrong about this.
I think we are. Yes, I bought a scale on Amazon that's no bigger than the king-size Snickers bar.
Wow.
I could go for a Snickers bar right now. Snickers bar is best, Dave Harrigan. Frozen, fridge, or room temp?
Room temp.
Oh, God, you did. I mean, seriously.
No, it's not even close.
Who hurt you? You're right. It's not even close. It's frozen.
Oh, yeah. Break your teeth and not actually get to taste the flavors because it's too cold. That sounds great, Chad. Really. Sign me up.
You, the flavors? You lose the flavors when it's frozen?
Yes.
Like ice cream. Hold on a second. Ice cream, you can't, no flavor with ice cream.
Yes, because an ice cream and Snickers bars are the exact same thing.
It's a delectable treat.
All right. Your argument is clownish.
Clowns, overrated. In Chad, we trust. I appreciate that. Follow the science. If the United States got into war, I think more people would start watching and trusting the media. I don't know how long I've been saying this, and it was proven when COVID happened, and proven by this last text, follow the science. We had, I don't know, what is the number now, Dave? 1.3 million people in this country die COVID. When I say that, guess what? We're about to get 15 texts. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. They were about to die anyway.
Exactly.
I'm sure you'd feel great about that if it was you or if it was your wife or your husband or your child. Hey, you know what? They're health compromised. There was a decent chance they might die anyway. Did the media get COVID right all the time? Absolutely not. Did it live up to the expectations that it was going to stop you from getting COVID? Absolutely not. Were there people who said the wrong things about masks? Absolutely. Are there people who just assumed they wouldn't believe it automatically? Yes. Is there utter nonsense that this was made up to get Trump out? Sure. Yeah, that's why 5 million plus other people died across the country. across the globe, excuse me. But that, Dave, that showed me, if I don't think it's going to happen, but let's say Netanyahu never listens to this country. If Trump wins, he's just going to say, do whatever you want, right? I mean, Trump will offer zero restrictions to Netanyahu. And so let's say Trump wins and Netanyahu goes forcibly at Iran. And also we get brought into it. And there's different reporting. Don't you think the people will have the same divide if it's Trump in the White House, Harris in the White House, the sites they're going to, even during a war? I think we would have an incredible, and I think it's sad, a mistrust of sourcing.
Yeah, we would. And that's, I mean, part of it is just because media is so much different than it was. You know, you look back at the numbers that they cited from the 1970s. Media is an entire different ballgame. You don't just have one person reading the nightly news and a little bit of local news in your newspapers. It's, you know, obviously the cable news boom changed the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
How
yeah.
media has transformed and moved over into social media. And, you know, it's obviously very much more politicized and polarized now, where you have right-wing sources and you have left-wing sources. And that just wasn't the case in 1970s.
More text, 651-461-9226. Liz Collin, Alpha News, horribly biased. Liz Collin and Alpha News are telling part of the story, which they want to emphasize, which they have highlighted, which they believe there is audience for it, like Fox News and numerous conservative outlets out there. Now, separately, yesterday, Katie Blackwell is suing Liz Collin Alpha News, saying they deceptively edited what she said, what she did regarding the fall of Minneapolis. It's an interesting story to watch. But Liz Collin and Alpha, they provide an outlet that a lot of people want to consume. And I would encourage others to not just consume what they believe in already. Fine if you have a healthy dose of skepticism, but don't just go to a site or sites over and over again to just continue to convince yourself, man, I was right on that. Man, I was right all the time. Adam in Robbinsdale. Go ahead, Adam.
Tom Segura, one of us. He's from Minnesota. So, hilarious guy. Got to go see him.
Yes. Yes.
So I think, CNN back in the day, other than Crossfire, it was basically just reporting. And then you had Larry King at, you know, prime time. And then when Roger Ailes came, as we know, there was a slant there, and it just got more enforced. It used to be Hannity and Combs back in the day, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Not that
right.
Combs was that strong of a Democratic view. But then people started to figure it out a little bit, and the cable news started to turn a little more showy. So then they would trust Tom Brokaw and all that stuff. But then I think the big time where it turned, where they didn't even trust the 5:30 news, is the Dan Rather, George Bush thing. That really,
that was a big thing.
The core of people.
Yep.
And then the later down the road, the Brian Williams thing was lying mm-hmm. about the helicopter. And mm-hmm. I think then everyone's like, okay, who can we trust? Because before it was like the cable. And really, if you look at the ratings for cable news, not that many people watch it, really. I mean,
by the way, Dave Harrigan wants to. Hold on, Adam. Dave Harrigan wants to say something to you. Go ahead, Dave.
I mean, Segura lived in Minneapolis for a time, but he was born in Cincinnati. Fake news.
Mm. Wow.
That's
Can't
how we
trust
do
you
it.
Now, Adam.
That's how we do it. If they had lunch here twice, they're one of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who says he had lunch twice?
Yeah.
Well, I'll make it used to me.
I would say this. All numbers have dropped, though. Right? Network news numbers.
Right.
Have dropped because there's so many options out there, Adam.
True, but I'm just saying, and also like the Alpha News, the one that Chris Cuomo was on and stuff like that, so those numbers have dropped. But my point more than anything is that people don't even trust the nightly news anymore. You know, and,
thank you, sir. Yeah. Cuomo is on what? News Nation, right? Alpha News is a local outlet, which has a falling. Now is in the news last 24 hours because of the lawsuit. Let's keep all these topics going. Our friend Rena is just minutes away. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.